ICEA Gear has outfitted over 10,000 bow hunters across the country, and we're continuing to raise the bar when it comes to bow hunting camo. New for the 23 season, we introduce our never-before-seen panel fabric system designed to be dead quiet, along with our patent-pending bow hunting collar. ICEA Gear. Features and function built for bow hunters by bow hunters. Learn more at asiogear.com.
The climbing stick has finally gone metal-free. Our goal for the Carbon SS climbing sticks was to make them as light as possible without sacrificing durability. And we wanted to make them stack flush so they're compact for saddle hunters and tree stand hunters. The new aerospace carbon fiber technology allowed us to achieve ultra-light weight specs and removed all moving parts and hardware for improved durability. The sticks also feature our patent-pending metal-free attachment method that makes setup easier, faster, and quieter. The Carbon SS climbing sticks are made right here in the USA and come with a 5-year manufacturer's warranty. For more information, visit latitudeoutdoors.com.
Welcome to Bear Bow Hunter Podcast with your host, Nate Bailey, where we look to the ancient paths of our hunting ancestors to guide our future. Where woodsmanship and hard work outweigh advanced shooting devices. Where we value those who have gone before us and welcome those who are yet to come. Join us as we exchange valuable insight about the bear bow hunter's lifestyle. Welcome to the Bear Bow Hunter Podcast. This is Nate Bailey again, and this week on the podcast, I'm just going to go over a couple things that we ran across in social media this week. And it's really too bad because these things in social media get really blown out of proportion. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that we're very literal in our typing on social media, and we're not able to sit and talk around a campfire, because a lot of these things that are being talked about, if you were talking around a campfire, you could disagree in the same amount of disagreement, but put it across a lot different. And I think that's half the problem with a lot of these rants on social media and all these arguments on social media, is the fact that you can't really understand what the other guy's saying because we lose something in the context of what's going on. Well, this is from Jake Downs. He started a post on his Facebook page, and he was upset about, he donated a bunch of pictures because he's got a lot, because he's a very good traditional bow hunter and kills a lot of animals. But he donated a bunch of pictures to the Nebraska Bow Hunters Banquet, and one of them that he thought was the best picture was his daughter behind a crossbow that was on a tripod. And she's 4 years old, and that's the only safe weapon that she could actually shoot, and which is cool. I mean, that's a good thing. And also, in Nebraska, that's a legal weapon in bow hunting. So it's kind of weird that Nebraska bow hunters did not put that in and calling it not a bow, because the state actually calls it a bow. But at the same time, I understand the reason that they didn't, because I'm not a proponent of crossbow and bow season. Now, I have no problems with crossbows in like the all legal weapon season. We have a legal weapon season here in Oregon, and you could use any legal weapon in that season. And I thought you could actually use a crossbow in that season, but Scott Neville, I think it was Scott, who he told me, no, you can't use a crossbow in any legal weapon season, which makes no sense to me. I think they should legalize them for that season. But the one big thing I don't want to see them do is I don't want to see them get into bow season. It's just not the same animal. And there's reasons for that. And Oregon, we've just went through our tags and we've revamped our tags, and we're losing opportunities because of the high technology and the high success rates that we do have in bow hunting already in Oregon. So, with that said, I wanted to kind of address this a little bit, because I think it got blown way out of proportion. And I know Jake, he's a good dude, and he's a pro hunter. He likes to hunt with everything. I'm the same way. I I'm pro hunting, any kind of hunting you could do, but I do think that there's some seasons that were set aside for those kinds of hunting in those seasons. That's the reason I joined bow hunting in the first place. That's the reason I became a bow hunter, was because they allowed you to hunt elk in the rut. And if they, you know, if it wasn't during bow season, if they allowed that during rifle season, I'd probably be a rifle hunter to this day, which I would have missed out on so much by being a rifle hunter during the rut. I couldn't imagine rifle hunting during the rut and shooting elk at like 100 yards. I would miss so much stuff that I get to see now shooting elk at feet. So with that said, I kind of want to go over what Jake said, and I understand both sides of this story, and I want to kind of give a rebuttal to a little bit of that, try to answer some of Jake's frustration, because quite honestly, when this starts happening, then he says, oh, you bunch of old guys, you old crusties, come in and just attack it, and you guys aren't part of the big camp, and you guys are anti-hunting, all, you know, you just want to hunt with your stuff. And and I understand that frustration, because there is some of that in there, and that's for sure. But I think also you have to take into account that there's a lot more going on here than just guys just trying to protect their own hunting rights. It's, they see a trend happening in bow hunting, and that trend is probably going to be the demise of bow hunting if we continue to let it go forward. It's going to at least be the demise of the opportunities we have, for sure, because it already started. And I'll make that point too down the road here. But to put it in context, Jake had sent a bunch of pictures to the Nebraska Bowhunters Banquet. And in one of those pictures was his daughter. I think I've already said this, but his daughter was in that with a crossbow. And they left it out of their banquet pictures because it had a crossbow in it. And Jake was upset about that. He's saying, hey, man, this is ridiculous. We shouldn't leave this stuff out because it was a legal weapon in the bow season. Now, the problem here is it's not legal weapon in all the states, and Jake's got to realize that yeah, it is. And I think that's where some other people are taking it out of context, and I may have been one of those that took it out of context because I didn't think it was legal. Well, it had to be legal if he was hunting in bow season, but I didn't know if he was hunting it in bow season. And whether or not I think it should be legal doesn't really matter here. It is legal. It is during bow season. So, yeah, the Nebraska bow hunters probably could have put that in there, and it wouldn't be something that would have been as decisive. One of the things that I say, and that's because most of us living out here in the West do not want to see crossbows in bow season. And I took a poll on Instagram of the guys that follow me, which, you know, is not any definitive poll by any means, but it did speak some volumes as to, you know, because I have a pretty good rounded group of guys that follow me here on Instagram. And I took a poll on there, and 87% of the people said that crossbows don't belong in bow season. And that was probably one of the biggest posts that I've done this year. It had over 600 views, and I think about 150 people responded. So, and that's nothing compared to a lot of people that take these polls, but it does tell something. And the reason that we say this, there's reason behind this. This is not just like us trying to poo-poo on somebody else's equipment choices. It's the fact that we are losing opportunity. Some of us that got into this in the 90s, I got into bow hunting in the 90s. I used to be able to just walk down to the store, grab a tag the day before the season, and go bow hunting anywhere in the state of Oregon. That changed. I had to get to where now I had to hunt the area that I hunted traditionally as a kid. I hunted that unit. I was in that unit deer season before I was born in November. And every year after that, for years, my grandfather started hunting that unit when it came out of reservation back in the 40s. And so now it's a hard unit to draw, and I have to draw it. And the reason is because there's so many people that are there now. And that's inevitable. I'm not complaining here. What I am saying, though, is that that is an opportunity loss. And I realize that there is going to be some opportunity loss. But you got to understand, when these bow seasons were set up, and they were set up in the, I believe it was in the 70s in Oregon. I have the, this is the big game synopsis over their review. So when they reviewed to change all these things, they reviewed all of this. And I have this in front of me. And you guys can go over, if you guys are from Oregon, you should probably read this and know understand why things are changing. Because I think it'll help you make your decisions down the road on how you're going to set up your hunting seasons. And so this was elk. This is the way the elk seasons got set up. And in 1979, there was a statewide archery season. And they started that because they were trying to take some of the people away from rifle hunting. And back then it worked really good. It worked clear up into the 90s. It worked great. And then what happened is it started getting really popular. Bow hunting here in Oregon got really popular. And to the point now where we have some units where bow hunters kill more branch bulls than rifle hunters. Desolation unit, 49% of the harvest of branch bulls. So they had a 49% of that unit. The harvest of that unit, 49% of the branch bulls were harvested by bow hunters. In Starkey, 61% of the branch bulls were harvested by bow hunters. And bow hunters, as far as the amount of people that were in there, the rifle tags, there's only like 873 rifle tags for desolation unit. But there's an average of 1,500 archers that hunt that unit. So these are the numbers that they're looking at. They had no control over, ODFW had no control over limiting those tags. And then when you're shooting that many out of limiting those tags, you start having those problems to where you cannot manage the unit. And rifle hunters, the guys that look at the management and are really big into keeping up with this stuff and other groups saw these trends and all of these trends. So Desolation, Starkey, Snake River, Minium, and I may have mispronounced that, Imnaha, Pine Creek, and Keating, all these have high branch bull success rates or averages from archers. So 48%, 44%, 36%. And then you look at the number of archers that are in that unit that were able to hunt that unit, were over, quite a bit over, the amount of branch bull tags in that unit. So it became an issue. That's not only because of more hunters, that's because technology has got better. And when they set up, so archery season was set up in 1980. Remember what the bows were in 1980? A lot of you guys listening to this have probably never even saw a bow in 1980. You probably never shot one. Most people in 1980s or 70s were shooting compounds probably with fingers and no sights. Shots were limited to 30 and under, I guarantee you. Well, not, I can't guarantee you. I can say that people that were ethically shooting were probably shooting 30 and under and with fingers, whether it was compound, longbow, or recurve. They gave us a full month season. It was a little bit over a month during the rut. We still have that, but if these trends continue, we will lose all of it. And so and now this year we have taken a bunch of units over east. And if you look at this new synopsis for Oregon this year, a bunch of units over east, and we fought really hard to keep this from happening because they were actually going to take more away. But there are, I don't know, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23. 23 units over east. And of those, probably five of them were control tags last year. So you're looking at that many more to be control tags this year. We've also lost, and we fought really hard to keep the general season to where they didn't have two general seasons where you could only hunt either east side or west side. And we fought real hard to make sure that that didn't happen. Thank goodness it didn't, because that would have split the whole Cascades, and that would have split all of those wilderness areas down the Cascades. So, which, if any of you guys understand these elk and the way that the units are set up, a lot of these units have one mountain range in them. So if the elk are in that mountain range, they're not going to cross those deserts to get into another unit. So if you're chasing elk and you're bugling elk, you're going to hunt them where that mountain range is in that unit. Now, if you're hunting the Cascades, especially a lot of the wilderness areas, it goes right along the line between the east and the west. You could be chasing a bull, and then he steps over the line, and you can't hunt that anymore. So that was a big thing that we really pushed for, is trying to save that. And this is not just me whining and crying about losing our elk hunting. It's about a trend. If we continue to go down this path and we continue to introduce more technology into elk hunting, making it easier for people to kill elk, we're going to continue to lose opportunity. There, I mean, it's already happened. The trend is there. And so that's one of the things that I'm very against having crossbows. Another reason that they have taken some opportunities away is because of the popularity of bow season. And part of that's because they've killed all of the east side general seasons, pretty much. I mean, there's a couple still up there. But so a lot of those guys that live in those areas, if they still want to hunt, they have to draw, or they were just picking up bow tags because they wanted to hunt around their house. And I get that, man. You know, I was that guy when I was younger. And if I wanted to hunt rifles, I had to draw a tag where I lived. I had to put in for a tag, and I could just pick up a bow tag and I could hunt. So I didn't have to worry about, you know, drawing a tag every year. So I understand the popularity and the rise of bow hunting because of that. I understand that. But also, there is a big popularity of bow hunting, which is good. I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but what I am saying is it's bringing some problems. And those problems are loss opportunities. And guys that have been around this for a long time see those opportunities going away. I know guys that have hunted in Oregon when Mount Emily and Winnaha were not draw units. And think of that now. I mean, that's like a 20-year tag now. So think about that. That's what they've seen. So when they see the threat, and we are being threatened, it is going in front of Oregon. We are being threatened with crossbows going into archery season. And what that's going to do is, and we saw it all with the compound bows. We saw the things that happened with compound bows to where compound bows, you cannot argue that compound bows have made it easier to hunt in archery season. You can't argue that. We've seen it. And we've seen to where the success rates have gone up because the technology goes up with it. I hear people talking about... who was it was talking about some of how long they were holding their bows, and their bows now, I guess, are beyond 65 percent let off. I didn't know that until I heard the story where somebody was holding it draw for like a minute and a half, 2 minutes, and before they were able to get the shot. And they were thinking about letting down before they got the shot. So, I mean, that's one of those instances where it does... it does help, you know, and so when we see crossbows coming in, we know what that's going to do, because we see the trends. We know that it's going to bring more people in, more people are going to want to hunt, and and success rates will go up. If you have a if you have an arrow that's cocked and ready to go, all you gotta do is pull a trigger. Could you imagine how much easier that's gonna be? And I don't know about the extended range or anything like that of crossbows. I haven't looked into it hard enough. I should probably do that. But there's three things that I want to offer Jake here, and because I know him and I know how good of a dude he is. I want him to be able to ponder on some of the things that us guys, maybe us older guys that have been around bow hunting since we were, you know, 12, 13 years old, and have seen a lot of things change within the bow hunting world. Maybe this is, I want him to know that we see some things and some things that he probably hasn't taken into account. And we're not just being old, you know, fuddy-duddies that don't want to see bow hunting change. I think we've proven that that's not the case with the way that all the stuff has changed over the years. But it would be drastic. It would be a big problem if crossbows were allowed into bow season here in Oregon. It would be a big problem. I don't mind them being allowed in the all season. I think that's a great idea, or give them a season of their own. But before he goes, you know, because he did post a pretty good rant on your story, and I understand, man, some of that was really called for. But at the same time, the first thing I'd like to offer is that I don't think anybody was thrashing your daughter's achievement. I don't think anybody was trashing that. I think what it was the fact that there was a crossbow. And guys out here, man, I'll tell you what, guys out here in the West, we are super sensitive to crossbows. And that's one of the way that they're trying to get them into our season is by saying, well, then the young kids can use them and this and that. Well, the way we look at it is that's what rifle season's for. And I know your daughter probably can't shoot a rifle right now because of recoil and things like that. But we kind of use it as a rite of passage out here. When everybody turns 12, that's when they rifle hunt. So it's kind of a rite of passage thing that we have in our worldview too. So please understand that. And I understand where you're coming from, man. It's a big accomplishment for a four-year-old to kill a deer on her own. And then I saw the video where she said she was going to eat it, and I think that's awesome. And I think you're right on with trying to get kids into hunting. But man, I got a picture of all my kids, and my youngest was 6 years old in that picture, and he's carrying a BB gun, and we were elk hunting. And my oldest son killed an elk that same day. I tell you what, my youngest kid was just as much into hunting that day as my oldest, and he, because he was around it. And he didn't necessarily have to pull the trigger. You know, there's a lot more to hunting than pulling the trigger. And so I just want to offer that out there. And I think kind of deflecting, you know, by calling a bunch of old crusties out there, I think that deflects from the conversation, because quite honestly, there's a lot that can be had from the old crusties. They've seen a lot, man. They've seen some changes. Some of these guys fought really hard just to get bow seasons. So, you know, bow season hasn't been around all that long. Matter of fact, I had a guy talk to me because of this, because I posted it on my social media, and he said that they don't even allow bow hunting in the UK. They don't allow it because they just think it's inhumane. So There's a lot of old crusties out there that have a lot of good things to say about it. I don't think anybody was attacking your daughter, and I think that's how you took it. I don't think that was the case at all. I think what the case was is the fact that they do not want crossbows in bow hunting. It considered to be a bow, and I agree with that. I agree that we do not need to put them in the same season. I think they're a perfect tool to hunt with. There's nothing wrong with a crossbow to hunt with. It's just not a bow. The second thing is a lot of people were saying, well, this is just causes division. You know, when you stand up and say, that just gives the anti-hunters a lot of ammunition against us. They see all the infighting. No, that's not true. The anti-hunters, anti-hunters actually I don't care about, because you'll never change their mind. I could care two wins or whatever about anti-hunters. You're not going to change their mind. They're just going to go eat their hamburgers and still be as hypocritical as they've always been, and you're not going to change their mind. That's just the way it is. So the non-hunters that are watching this stuff, if they see us talking about humane ways and why we hunt with the gear that we hunt with and do it without calling out people and calling them old crusties and putting F-bombs all over the place, then they'll actually look at us with a different eyesight. They'll be like, these guys take their stuff serious. They want to do the right thing. And so there's a lot of management, a lot of ideas in this. So it's not a bad thing, you guys. Everybody says, oh, it's just going to give everybody, anti-hunters, this ammo against us. We have to unite. Yeah, I don't think there's anybody in this conversation that wouldn't say, no, our hunting rights are very important to us. Yeah, we need to go through there and see what kind of hunting rights we want to take a look at. But at the same time, our hunting rights are very important, and we'll fight that. The bow hunter is going to fight it for the rifle hunter. The rifle hunter is going to fight it for the bow hunter. So I don't think that's even a good argument. I'll tell you what, a bunch of people were talking that way. Those people need to understand that they're never, ever, 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 ever going to change the goofy, non-logical arguments of an anti. Those guys just don't even think what they're gonna. But by us talking, and if we could do it without, I think when people drop F-bombs and start throwing, that makes us look bad. But if we could have intelligent conversations, that makes us look good. And I think another thing in that is, I think part of this is, you guys, we've lost the idea of what really bow hunting is all about. Bow hunting is one of the biggest reasons. Why did you actually get into bow hunting in the first place? Was it to be as successful as you can be, as quick as you can? Probably not, because you could do that with a rifle real fast. So you're doing it for a different reason. You know, one of your motivations might be because you like screaming, bugling elk, and that's a great thing. I mean, or you like to sit in a tree stand over redding whitetails or blacktails or whatever. But understand why you got into bow hunting in the first place. I would venture to guess it's so you could spend more time in the woods, because most bow seasons are longer than rifle seasons. So that's one of the biggest reasons that I've been into bow hunting, is I like to spend more time around the woods, around the animals, and that's one of the main reasons I've been traditional bow hunting, is because I like to spend more time out there. Although it's very frustrating. I've been frustrated the last couple of years with blacktails, because I know a lot of guys that have killed the blacktails that I keep kicking up. They would have killed them with their compounds, but at the same time, I get to see a lot of bucks and I get to learn a lot. So I think you get more animal encounters through bow hunting than you do rifle hunting. They're closer. All these things play into that. And so when we introduce all this new technology into this, we take away from that. So if your new technology is coming in and it enables you to shoot the first elk that you see at 65 yards, you're missing out on a whole season of elk hunting. And quite honestly, we only have a certain amount of time in the elk woods. And it's not all about releasing an arrow, a pull and a trigger. It's not all about that. It's about the time spent. And the third thing is, maybe some of us got in to experience the rut, and I understand that. But you know how much, some of my best seasons are the seasons that we called in four or five bulls for 5 days straight and didn't get any. Because we got to see 15 different bulls and had 15 different experiences with them. And if we killed the first one, we would not have been able to have those experiences. So, man, we got to get back to understanding why we joined bow hunting in the first place. And the third thing is once we create this equipment, you guys, that takes advantage of this, of these seasons or of the rut, and we continue to get better and better at it, we're going to see less and less of these seasons. And it's not so much less and less of killing an elk. It's less and less of being able to be around them, being able to call them, being among them. And so when we're looking at crossbows, Jake, especially out here in Oregon, after all we've gone through in this last 2 years, as far as elk season and deer season is concerned, deer season is so screwed up on the eastern side that most people aren't even, they couldn't sell their tags last year, which is horrible for management for the mule deer. We're having such a horrible time for mule deer that they need the tag sales to help manage them. And I know, maybe they don't need as much money to manage them right. But what I'm saying is they screwed that up so bad for the mule deer management that most guys aren't even hunting mule deer with their bows anymore. I guarantee you a lot of guys would come on board, back on board, if they could get their hands on a crossbow, though, and shoot 100 yards with a scope on it or whatever. I guarantee you that there'd be some guys coming back on board with that. So hopefully this helped. What I need to do is I need to get Jake on board here and we'll talk it over. I don't think that any of his comments were directed towards me at all. I think there are some other guys that in the track community, and I know there's guys that just hate everything. I don't know. It seems like there's a lot of guys that actually are like that. They just hate everything. They can't listen to reason. I know he has probably directed himself at that, but I wanted to give him a little bit of insight about just some of the things that we face when we look at bow season and we've been around it for so long. So hope that kind of shed some light on things, and I'm sure some people are not going to agree with what I've had to say here, and that's fine. I just wanted to kind of clear some muddy waters, because if we just keep typing back and forth and making memes or whatever the stupid stuff that goes on social media, if we do that, none of this is going to get taken care of. I got one guy that says, man, he went over and checked my Instagram page, because I commented on Jake's. I said, should we put air bows and MOA scopes and magazines in archery season? Being very sarcastic, because you know that you're not that far away from that when you start putting crossbows in it. But anyhow, he went over and he's checking out my Instagram, and he called me it's like all my hashtags should look like you have like a guy that puts pronouns in front of his name. So, you know, it's stuff like that. That's kind of crazy, because, if we were sitting around a campfire, he probably would have never said that. So, or he would have said it, and maybe he was smiling when he said it. I laughed. I just put ha ha on it. Maybe he was just, you know, being just a little bit of a turd around the campfire, and that's cool. I could take a ribbon. That's not a big deal. That's something my kid would say to me. But it's all, you know, we take it out of context when we're on social media. We don't even see it. So that's why I came on here. Jake, we need to get together and talk this over. And I think you're right in the fact that we need to do something with the crossbows. I think that's cool that your daughter's able to hunt, because I tell you what, at 4 years old, there's not many of them out there. Maybe some duck hunters, you know, but there's not many of them out there that especially get to see a deer hunt at 4 years old. But I just hope we can keep it out of bow hunting here in Oregon for sure. So, all right, I'm going to get off of here. Hopefully this clears some muddy waters. Thanks, guys, for listening. Hey, if you please give me a like if you like this stuff. It helps us get in front of more people. And I don't know. I love talking hunting, and I think you guys like listening to it. All right. Thanks for listening. Thanks for joining us for another installment of the Bear Bow Hunter podcast. Remember, we couldn't even be talking about this stuff if it wasn't for our public land. So go and support the people that are protecting it, backcountry hunters and anglers and TRCP. Also, if you'd like to see more of Bear Bow Hunters, go to our Facebook group, go to our Instagram at Bear Bow Hunters, like us, and hashtag all of your photos with your Bear Bow goodness in them, Bear Bow Hunter. We have a website as well. You can go over there, check out the rest of the podcast. We have videos, we have t-shirts and hats. Thanks again. Until then, shoot straight.